T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Art Wheaton, labor relations specialist, to talk about some of the labor problems that we're seeing throughout the country and, of course, here in Western New York. Art, thanks so much for being with us today. I want to start with what's going on, making national headlines at the Kellogg facilities and at that company here. I'm wondering, you know, this strike has gone on for a while now. Now, negotiation kind of falling flat, no deal is reached, and we get to a point where Kellogg's now bringing in replacement workers. At this point of a strike like this, what is the resolution when we start talking about replacement workers? Is that being done as an almost permanent solution if a deal can't be reached?
It can be. It just increases incredibly the leverage on the workers that are out on strike. So since 1938 in the U.S., if the workers go out on strike for more pay, the company is legally allowed to hire permanent replacements. So the Kellogg's workers rejected the latest contract offer, and Kellogg said, fine, we'll hire new people.
This strike seems to be a little more unpredictable than others, including the John Deere one. Would you agree?
I would agree that it's always unpredictable for a strike. You can never really predict them. But you got to remember, they hired replacement workers at Catholic Health as well. So that also happened. They had the nurses come in and replace the workers that were out on strike. So it does happen, and it's usually not a good sign.
This particular strike at Kellogg has lasted over 2 months, and now permanent replacements headed in. This is the balance, right? This is like the entire cycle at work, right? You have the right to organize as workers, and you fight for something better. The company also eventually has the right to say, no, we'll see if we can find somebody else. And now, Art, comes the next test. If you can find workers to take these jobs for, I guess, I would imagine what they're looking for is less than what you'd be paying the workers who are on strike.
Right, and one of the big issues that's blowing up this negotiations is Kellogg's is trying to get what they call two-tier wages. So the people that have been there may be making more than $15 or $20 an hour, but the new hires we're going to hire at less than that. So it's two tiers. So you have the new hires get less, and the people that have been there a long time are going to get more, and the new hires may never get the same sort of benefits or pay that the existing workforce has.
As an outside observer, Art, who would you say has the upper hand at this point?
Well, it's always the upper hand for management to be able to say that they have the choice of whether they're hiring permanent replacements, and management has to say yes. But in this economic climate, the workers have opportunities at other locations where they could say, you know what, maybe I don't need to work for Kellogg's anymore. Maybe I'll go work someplace else and do something else. And there are quite a few jobs available. So that is one of the reasons why unions have been more willing to go out on strike, is there are more jobs available, and they feel that if they don't get a good deal here, we can get a good deal somewhere else at a new employer.
You know, to kind of bring this back here to Western New York and what we're seeing with Starbucks, where we're awaiting the tally of their union vote. I mean, we're going to kind of see. We mentioned, you know, it's, you can see the cycle of things in this Kellogg strike. All right, now it's up to the company to find replacement workers who will, you know, be able to run everything for less than what they would offer the workers on strike. Starbucks, you know, assuming these votes go through, you are going to be able to see in real time in the same community stores with and without a union and how that changes the competitiveness of each.
And you'll see whether they can attract more workers or have, you know, higher quality or more sales. But I think even whether they're unionized or not unionized, people are still going to go to Starbucks. So I don't think it's going to stop the flow of coffee to give us all coffee in the morning that we desperately need. But it will also show that, look, it did, the world didn't come to an end. Having a union is not a bad thing. Maybe they can help and come up with some good ideas. But what could happen is that all of the other stores could start seeing more changes in their pay and benefits increase. So in order to try to block a new union from forming, many of the demands at the three unionized Buffalo stores, if they're successful tomorrow, they could be changing the entire organization by increasing the pay and benefits or improving what, how they're treated at the workplace because of collective bargaining.
Is there a point on, you know, I guess the ladder, if you will, of the workforce where a union is less attractive to prospective employees? You know, it's very easy to see, even in the case of these Kellogg workers or teachers union, the benefits that these, you know, organized workers really can give you as an employee. But does there come a point, you know, I think to when I started working in my first jobs, the only thing that mattered to me really was the paycheck at the end of the day. And when you get to younger workers or workers who are saying, listen, I'm just in this to make money and I'll make as much money as I can. If they're seeing some of that paycheck go toward a union due, is there a level of work where that starts to maybe block people from getting in because they don't see the benefit to the cost as much as you would in other jobs?
I think there is more of a fear that there's union dues as opposed to what the actual union dues are. The amount of the dues are always based on how much you make. And one of the number one goals of the union is to make sure that they are increasing your pay and benefits and giving you a better place to work. So there are very few cases where the union is unable to deliver at least the minimal cost of what it is for union dues. You are almost always going to get more in pay and benefits. But even if you had the same exact pay and were paying union dues, what you get is a collective bargaining agreement, which gives you a right to file grievances and to talk to management and have some protections to have your say. So that if you do lose your job, you have an opportunity to have the union help make sure that, did they have a good reason to fire you? So having that collective bargaining agreement makes a huge difference when you run into problems.
Corporate Starbucks are clearly still trying to stop and block this effort to unionize. We saw yesterday an 11th hour attempt to impound the ballots and stop the pending vote, but then that was dismissed by the National Labor Relations Board. Are you confident that the vote will go through?
Oh, I'm very confident that the vote will go through. They will count them at, I think, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon online is when I think they're going to actually process the votes. There's only about 80 or 90 total votes, so they should be able to process it relatively quickly. And I'm pretty confident that they're going to be able to be successful. So they were able to get a successful vote for the Spot Coffee and some other places. So there's a good chance that these stores are getting a lot of community support, and they may feel that they have the right to have a union.
But that fight wouldn't end tomorrow when those ballots are counted, right? They still have a negotiate a contract here.
And that process can go on for a very long time because there is nothing in the U.S. labor law that says management or the company ever has to say yes. So they have to negotiate, they have to bargain in good faith, but they never have to say yes. And that's one of the flaws in our labor law. So they're trying to pass new labor law called the PRO Act to try to help give arbitration or give ways of getting a contract for the first contract. But nope, just that's only one more step. Winning the union election is only one step. You still have to get a contract and get it ratified.
Art, thanks so much for the time this morning. Really appreciate it. Art Wheaton, labor relations specialist, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.